Good morning, Ketim Chayotim, Kalman Beis. I'm starting at Simon Gimel. So the Chayotim will talk about many of the halachas of what defines whether something is considered pas, or possible but kisnin. Later on in Klal Nundalit, what he's going to talk about over here is a case where you have something which is clearly lechem, and now after it's already lechem, you were going to then use it, do another set of processes to it. Is that affected or not? So lechem gomer shabishal oitigen bechem, a person is boiling lechem, or he is frying it with butter. I feel a havra mimenu kotar lechem, can she irva bebeim v'dvash v'chakach bishloi. He added other ingredients in it, and by the time you're finished with the cooking process, it doesn't look like bread anymore. So one of the criteria, which you said before, the definition of bread, is that it should have the appearance of bread. It doesn't seem to appear like looking like bread. But so here the Chayyim introduces an important rule in these halachas of changing the status of bread. That whenever you're dealing with a kezayis, once it's already lechem to start with, you're dealing with a kezayis is basically indestructible. It remains lechem no matter what you do to it. So the cheshivas of a kezayis lends itself to the food and does not lose its status of being bread, even though you processed it. In a case where it was less than a kezayis, which you processed, so he's going to talk about that much more at length in Klal Nundalit. But right now he's just pointing out over here for our purposes, that's only if it's less than a kezayis. But if it's a kezayis, it remains indestructible. A person takes bread and he soaks it in beer. Apparently that's a common thing they would do. They would soak it in the beer and they would eat the bread soaked in the beer. So there are scenarios where that's going to change the bracha. The process of soaking is also a valid way in some cases to change the bracha from hamotzi to mazonos. But that's only when it's less than a kezayis. But if there's a kezayis involved, so then the bracha remains a motzi, even if those criteria would be met. And the details of that we're going to talk about later on in Klal Nundalit. So in Siman Dalit, he says, Pirurin pochas be kezayis, shebishlon oitignon oishron b'mashka, mavura dinam b'klal nundalit siman yud. But if the pieces are less than a kezayis, and you cook them, fry them, or you soak them in the mashka, so that's going to be discussed later on in Klal Nundalit. So bishul means that you're cooking it in a significant amount of liquid. If it is deep fried is the same status as bishul. Tigun is referring to a state somewhere in between. You could have a case where you're baking it in a pan that's called pan baking, which has a fiyah that does not affect the status of the bread. If you just put a small amount of oil, that it shouldn't stick, and therefore that's still considered pan baking. But if there's enough oil there that it affects the flavor, so you're frying something, it's not deep frying, which is the equivalent of bishul, but you're frying it with enough that it affects the flavor. Picture French toast. So you take your French toast and you mix it with some eggs and some milk and some a little bit of salt, and you fry it in oil. So if the pieces still look like bread afterwards, which many times they do, so then that's not our discussion. But if the pieces lose their appearance of bread, or you soak them for a long time, which can affect their status of being considered bread. But if the pieces are a kezayis, it doesn't make a difference. They remain hamotzi. Pieces are less than a kezayis, so they're going to change their status. And that will be discussed later on in Klal Nundalit. The same thing with matzah brei. You start out with bread. The pieces are less than a kezayis. So there are times when the process of making matzah brei will downgrade them and make them into mazonos. But if the pieces are a kezayis, they're automatically going to be hamotzi. One interesting point about these items, in a scenario where they're downgraded, they are less than possible bekistin, which means that even if you be, quote-unquote, be kaveya suda, you'd have a large amount of them, they still remain mezonos. So if a person takes a cake, makes a cake, so and he decides to eat a large amount of it, which is called being kaveya suda, the bracha upgrades to hamotzi. You have to wash hamotzi and you bench. But over here, these things were hamotzi to start with, but you've done an act of destroying their bread status. So that's it. They're not bread anymore. And there's no halacha of washing or benching on them, no matter how much you eat. So a person wants to make mezonos matzah brei, or mezonos French toast, or mezonos matzah rolls. So that's going to be discussed later on in Klal Nandalad. The pieces are less at a kazayas, and you're going to do the process of bishul or tigun, or soaking it in mashka. Sometimes it will downgrade it. But what's relevant for us right now, but the pieces are kazayas, that will not be affected no matter what you do. So you start with bread, which is a kazayas, and you fry it, it still remains hamotzi. Have a good day.